Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Welcome to today's broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. Thank you for being here, my friend. I am Molly McCord, and whether this is your first time listening or you have been a long-term listener, I am grateful for your presence and for your connection. I write and share on ConsciousCoolChic.com, and this radio show is one way that we connect and spread consciousness-raising information together. Thank you for being here. Today's topic is going to be timely, empowering, and hopefully uplifting for you. We're going to talk about why divine feminine energy will save the world. And I believe this in my heart and in my spirit that this is the energy the world needs right now. And please know that this is not gender specific. This is a vibration, an energy that all of us hold, regardless of who you are in your gender. You possess divine feminine energy. And I'm going to share with you what that is exactly. You can identify it within yourself. And I'm going to talk about the philosophy behind the world's need for divine feminine energy at this time. And I'm going to give you a little anecdotal story that displays this energy so perfectly. And the story stems from two of our pets, two of our fur babies here in my household. We have two cats, a boy and a girl, and they have been depicting this energy dynamic for so long that I can't wait to share that with you as an example. But also, it's important to know how to direct our energies when we are moving through such big energy changes right now. Astrologically, April is one of the most potent energy times of 2014. I feel that the first few months of 2014 have really taken off for us. January, February, March, there was a lot of stuff moving, changing, transitioning. And it's all coming up here in April to essentially catapult us further into who we really are, who you really are as a person with gifts, with lessons, with healing, with opportunities. It's about taking you more into the fullness of yourself. And so April is bringing around these changes, and we see it in the global communities with all of this unrest and things happening socially, politically, economically, you know, all over. But when we come back to ourselves, and we ground ourselves, and we love ourselves, and we know more about ourselves, that makes us more effective global citizens. It makes us empowered to follow our path, to own our gifts, to embrace ourselves on every level, and to offer that same energy out into relationships and into your connections with the world. So as always, it starts on an individual level, and then you share that with your personal relationships, with your neighborhood, with your community, with your culture, and that creates a ripple effect out into the world. So today's show, we're going to talk about how you can amplify the energies that are associated with the divine feminine archetype, and just provide some food for thought so that you can consciously move through your life and through these transformative times with greater ease, grace, and confidence in yourself. Now, I want to share a few quick announcements with you before we dive into this topic. I've shared for a few weeks now this new marketing program that I'm offering. It's called Author Awesomeness. Click on over to ConsciousCoolChic.com to check out more. It's in one of the top navigational bar links. And Author Awesomeness is designed to help you with your marketing strategies, with priorities, with understanding the best way to use social media, or how to build your email list, how to get your book out there. All of this information is so timely right now because I know so many of you have messages to share. You have healing gifts to offer. You have books with wonderful wisdom and messages that need to be out in the world. And conversely, people are looking for you. People are looking for you. They need this information right now. And so my intention with these free courses is to help guide you through the maze of marketing. My background is over 15 years in marketing, communications, brand development. I was an online strategist for years. I've been an email marketing manager, been a marketing director. I've just done a lot. And I want that to help all of us. I want that information to be beneficial to you and your project and your clients and your readers. So these courses are every 2 weeks. They are free for a limited time. So that's why you want to sign up and get on the email list so that you have access to the free content. It won't always be free, but it's digestible information. And I have a very specific philosophy that I share that a lot of people don't say right now in the marketing world. So click on over, download the April 10th course. You can download it for free. And be sure and sign up because the next live session will be April 24th. And there's even a schedule on the website of the courses. So check that out. The other thing I have coming your way, if you are on my email list, I have a new ebook coming out that I'm so excited to share with you. It's going to be free. It's going to be free for everyone on my email list, and it's called Guided by Your Light, Ridiculously Loving and Celebrating Yourself. It is filled with practical wisdom for spiritual self-care. It's going to connect you with more of your own soul wisdom, provide you with insights that are so important for us on a spiritual path right now. For example, tips about being a high vibrational person, sitting with your emotions and the importance of that, accepting those who don't see the real you, expanding your energy out into the world. These are some of the topics and chapters. So it's just it's a 30-page ebook that will be coming out soon. And again, it's called Guided by Your Light, and I am just excited to share this with you right now because it's so timely for 2014. And one more freebie to share with you. Also on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, on the blog, click on over there to the blog and you'll see an offer for a free course from Deepak Chopra's new Timeless You workshop. He is offering a free course about changing your perception. And I have to tell you, it's really, really good. I actually took it, and I'm not being paid to share this with you, by the way. I just feel that that disclaimer is important to say. I took the course, and I actually thought, oh, gosh, am I going to have time for this? You know, is this a commitment that is going to, you know, take up too much of my time? It's really not. It's easy. You can take a part of the course in 5-minute segments. It's very interactive. It's engaging. It's just well done. So please check that out because it's good information for right now. Very empowering, very motivating, and quality content. So check out that free course from Deepak Chopra and see if that resonates with you and some of the things that are coming up for you in your life. So let's dive into this topic today. Why divine feminine energy will save the world. I have to tell you something that's quite awesome. Schedule these shows on Blog Talk. I just trust the information I'm receiving, and I hear a topic from Spirit, or I am feeling a theme or something important, and I just say, okay, this is what I'm going to talk about this week, and I'll schedule these shows a few weeks ahead. And the coolest things happen. For example, after scheduling this topic a few weeks ago, I came across more spiritual teachers and messengers who are embracing this viewpoint as well. And I just think that's awesome that there are multiple people out there sharing the same information right now because we're all connected to source, right? We're all connected. We all have that umbilical cord that goes right up to spirit and conveys messages and timely information that's designed to support all of us. And so after I scheduled this topic, I saw more and more people talking about it. And it's just wonderful right now that this is a main theme. So I'm going to share with you my take on this information. And hopefully, as always, it's something for you to sit with and to determine how it resonates with you. So first of all, what is divine feminine energy? How would we define it? Well, divine feminine energy embraces the highest qualities of the female essence, the female energetic signature. And when you think about that, a feminine energy is about birthing, it's nurturing. It is love-based. It is connected to the heart energy. It is open, soft, compassionate, caring, loving. There is a desire to connect, to relate, to engage. Divine feminine energy is supportive. It's strong. It is able to love unconditionally. It is connected to forgiveness. It's connected to creativity and self-expression. Divine feminine energy is an energy signature every single person has a connection to, has the ability to anchor into themselves and express. And divine feminine energy is and has been lacking in our modern time. Prominent energy on the globe right now, it has been masculine energy, specifically ego-based masculine energies. We see it through power, corrupt systems. We see it through ego drives. We see it through dominance and competition. We see it expressed through anger, bullying, aggression, fear. And it's important to know that there are higher divine masculine energies present right now as well. And these are men who are very strong in themselves and their purpose. These are men who are very confident in their voice, in their abilities. They see themselves as healthy protectors, as confident leaders. They are here to guide other masculine energies to a higher purpose. I see a lot of beautiful divine masculine leaders in spiritual New Age consciousness communities. These are men who are sharing their purpose with the world. They are uplifting, inspiring. They are very connected to their purpose. And I keep saying the word purpose, and that's because divine masculine energies are all about purpose, are about being in control of their gifts, using those to uplift and support others. I feel that there is a need for greater leadership for men and healthy expressions of their purpose, healthy ways to connect with their emotional world, because men aren't allowed to be vulnerable or emotional or feeling oriented in mass consciousness or in the mainstream. And that's because there has been a shutdown of that heart chakra. It's been a focus on the external, on achievement, goals, and having all of those external parts of one's life define oneself. And at this time, there are more men who are opening up other men to spiritual understanding, to the importance of their intuition, their perceptions, their heart, their emotional center. So that is going on right now. However, this being said, time more than ever for more women to exemplify the higher expressions of connection, healthy heart-based energies, and how to be in control and in full ownership of one's feelings and emotions. If you were to look at the history of the globe, or the history, we'll say, how about just the history of our modern humanity? Women have not been dominant in the same ways that men have been. And what we're doing right now, collectively, is we are balancing the energies on the planet so that there can be a healthy coexistence of masculine and female energies across all avenues and all channels of our lives. So I'm speaking about this spiritually, but it pertains to politics, economics, professional world. It pertains to how you operate in your marriage, in your partnership. It pertains to all aspects of life, but we are balancing masculine and feminine energies. And that starts with us as individuals balancing our own energy system. Now, as I said, this signature of divine feminine energy applies to everyone. But I am going to focus mostly on women in this show because women have a very important role right now. The divine feminine energies are available to every female, and yet there aren't a lot of examples of how to exemplify these energies in the world because it doesn't always feel safe to be open-hearted. It doesn't feel safe to come from a place of openness when you perceive ego energies, when you perceive criticism, judgment, all those negative, what would you say? It's not just energies. It's those negative unconscious expressions that are so prominent. So women have a very important role right now to amplify their ability to stay open, strong, proud, and solid in themselves, regardless of those lower vibrational energies. And one of the ways that women are encouraged and needed to do this right now is to look at the lowest vibrational energies you hold to yourself and to other women. Because I've observed this as a female, that women can be really hard on other women. There's this unspoken competitiveness. There can be jealousy and envy. There can be threatening energy. There can just deep insecurity. And this typically shows up through mean girl attributes and expressions, the negative gossip, the bitchy comments, the desire to almost like take, I'm going to take your man type of energy. There's a thing, a lower vibration of female energy that has existed as a form of survival. Because there was a time when literally there was competition for a mate, or there was competition to get ahead. It was a this matter of survival mentality. And so it was not feeling safe, not feeling like you can open up and express yourself or have an open heart when you're living in an environment or existing in an environment that requires you to constantly be on guard or to defend yourself. You know, this starts in elementary school. This happens in junior high. From a very young age, girls are programmed to watch out for other girls because it's not safe, because of the, you know, there's so many different ways to look at this. I mean, there is the emotional manipulation women employ. If you're a male listening to this, you might not have any idea what I'm talking about, but trust me, there's stuff that goes on between women that is ultimately what holds all of us back. And the lower vibrations within women is exactly what needs to be healed, released, and transmuted into a higher expression. And this upgrading of energy, this willingness to do your inner work, go into your shadow self, to look at the places within you that are insecure or are critical or are judgmental or have fears or have pain or hurt, whatever that is for you, that is the work that is required right now in order to move into your own divine feminine energy signature. And so just like with all things in the self-help movement, it requires going into yourself to look at those fears and insecurities and to work with them energetically, spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, and to transmute them into a place of self-love. Is not competition with other women. Instead, there's openness. There isn't the need to tear another down or to harbor jealousy or envy. Instead, there's desire for connection and support. And this is one of the main themes right now that is cropping up in various ways, everywhere from one-on-one conversations to women's groups to online groups, is the need right now to elevate energies that are no longer useful for anyone. And when we do this, each person owns their shadow, owns these parts of themselves and embraces them, and responsibly makes a commitment to practicing divine feminine energies. This is when blossoming occurs. It's like a flourishing of new opportunities, new friendships, new connections, new dreams, new manifestations, because the divine feminine energy is rooted in love, acceptance, invitation and engagement with others. It supports community. It supports everyone shining and expressing themselves with authenticity. I think one of the beautiful leaders of this energy right now is Brené Brown and her work, that the messages that she shares are so empowering, but are also an example of how to love your vulnerabilities, or to look at shame or guilt, or how to really own your authentic self. So Brené Brown is a wonderful example of this new dynamic. And she has been so popular because it's time. Like, it's time on so many levels for this information to come through right now. Another woman who is doing an awesome job is Sheryl Sandberg, who wrote Lean In, and who is sharing how women can stand up for themselves and come from a very strong, powerful place in the workforce. That has made a wonderful dent, if you will, on the psyche and empowerment of women. And as we explore what it means to share with love, with compassion, with acceptance for all, you also arrive at a new inner peace, a new level of self-love, that these are my gifts. This is my purpose. This is what I'm healing. This energy or these habits or these parts of myself are no longer working against me. They work for me. And this is an important thing for women especially to work on, because we need women who support other women. We need women who are genuinely open and not putting on a show or saying the right words. And honestly, I feel that it's rare right now in terms of what is happening around the globe. And so that brings us to the understanding that it is this very energy that will save the world, because this is the energy that is desperately needed at this time. We are in a balancing cycle of energies. Our globe, our souls, our lives have known power, ego, mind, competition, take your pick. We've known all that, right? We know all that. So now collectively we're moving into a new cycle that supports the enhancement and blossoming of love, peace, compassion, forgiveness, acceptance, all of these words and energies that we know, but now we have to really apply them in our daily lives. We have to practice them. We have to practice these qualities, courage, with fortitude. We have to practice these qualities when we really don't want to. We have to practice these qualities when it hurts or when you are feeling fear, because it's moving through that hurt or that fear with self-love that will change the whole dynamic for you. And I'm going to share this example about my cat, who are wonderful little creatures in many ways. And they are demonstrating this dynamic so perfectly. So we have a boy cat. He is 14 pounds of boy. He actually thinks he's a dog, so we call him puppy. But he is a cat, and he's tuxedo cat, black and white, hilarious, really funny personality, really big personality. And he is competitive and territorial. He is aggressive. He is very accustomed to being in his own space. You know, he wants to be in his man cave. He wants to take over certain parts of the house, and he wants to, you know, do his own thing. And he's very, I would say he prefers his own world, and yet he's also quite social. And so he personifies certain parts of male energy. Then we have a little cat. She is 8 pounds, and dainty, sweet, cute female, very, very affectionate, you could say almost needy, requires attention, a talker. She will talk your ear off, and she is just a cuddle bug and wants to socialize and wants to connect. And so we have these two cats who, one has male energy, one has female energy, and it is always the female, the little girl cat, who will initiate connection with the male. And she will go up to him and want to snuggle or, you know, sleep next to him or cozy up to him. And over the past 6 months, I've watched an evolution occur in him. So she will go up to him as he's sleeping and snuggle up to him. And he just is not having it because he wants his own man cave space. He doesn't want to share. And he used to be mean right away and would hit her and slap her and shove her away. Over the course of 6 months, he has started to soften because this little girl cat is persistent in her love and in her desire to connect with him. And she is persistent in sharing with him, even if he is shut down. And there are times when he has softened to the point that he allows it. And he says, okay, I can do this. I can snuggle with you, or I can play with you, or I can, you know, connect with you. And then there's times when he's not able to at all, and he's kind of a meanie. But what's happening is that the girl is opening him up to love and connection. She is pulling him out of his habits, his solitary habits, and she is very persistent in her desire to share with him. And it's working. He is actually being reprogrammed right now through her love, through her desire for affection, to be more loving, to be more affectionate with her. And we've been watching this happen, and for us, you know, of course, your own pets. You know, for you, you're listening to this, and it's, you know, Molly's cats. But for me, when I'm in the presence of these two beings, I have such a connection to them that I stare at them and wonder at how they are so spot on with what we are learning right now as humans in lesson. You know, she is courageously loving even when he's not open to it. It's almost like she says, I still have love to give, and I'm not going to shut that down. I'm not going to shut down my heart or my love, even though you're in a bad mood right now, or even though you want to be by yourself. She has this persistence, this courage that says, you know, we can still be kind to each other. We can still share a space. And he is opening up to it. And so this male cat is being reprogrammed to be more affectionate, to be more loving, to be more compassionate. And now, in the past month or so, he has initiated greater affection with her. And he will, you know, cats groom themselves and lick each other. He will now lick her a little bit more. He won't swipe at her as aggressively. He won't push her away. He has softened. And it's because of the fact that he has experienced for the first time scent love and affection. Now, there are times when he is in a bad mood and he swipes at her and he's a jerk and she runs away and says, no, you can't hurt me, and no, I'm not going to let you get close to me then. But then she comes back. And this, my friends, is so important. It's to know that even if there is a temporary energy that is less than desirable and you need to shut down and you need to put up boundaries and take care of yourself, it's important to do that. Very, very important to do that. But it doesn't mean you shut down your heart for good. Divine feminine energy does not shut down its heart. It remains open. But it remains open from a very strong, self-loving place. It remains open with compassion for the other, with compassion and acceptance. And divine feminine energy knows how to love itself and then have greater love to share with others. From an esoteric perspective, many of us have woundings around our feminine expressions, our feminine energies. And that's because there have been lifetimes upon lifetimes where this energy was shut down. It was seen as being weak, vulnerable, something that you could not possess and express in a healthy way. There was a lot of energy that did not want you and your heart to thrive. And so in this lifetime, this is one of the most important areas of your life to heal and to do so in a way that honors your self-acceptance and your self-love. And it could be that, for example, you have a family member or a coworker or someone in your immediate environment who wants to tear down your divine feminine expression. And this is then showcasing for you what that wound is. And when you can see that wound and claim it, you then have power to heal it and to take care of yourself in a new way. And this is very important right now. This is also why a lot of relationships are changing, because people are understanding that they don't have to allow harmful people into their energy field. They don't have to allow those energies to harm them and wound them. I have an example from a recent astrology client who I'll call Janice. Janice realized that it was her own mother who was actually harming her, wounding her, we'll say, unconsciously wounding her over and over again and it prevented Janice from feeling strong in her divine feminine energy. Her mother was highly judgmental and critical of her. And as she was growing up, Janice absorbed those messages again and again, and that she then unconsciously put out into her relationships with women. So she received a lot of judgment and criticism growing up, and then that is how she approached her connections with women, which ultimately created some very unhealthy situations and mean-spirited connections. And so Janice came to understand that the root of the wound was connected to her relationship with her mom, and then she looked at her unconscious energies, and then she was able to turn it around and say, I am no longer going to bring judgment into my friendships. I am no longer going to criticize people behind their back. I am no longer going to gossip about others. I am not going to participate in any of those behaviors that I never even realized I was doing, because for her it was normal. It was what she learned. It was her programming. It's what she saw in her life. And so Janice worked on this, and she elevated it within herself by practicing new behaviors. And so she only kindly about other women sharing their gifts. She made a commitment to herself that if she ever felt jealousy or envy, that she would keep that to herself and work on it and not spread it around, not bring it into a conversation, not put it out into the world. She would own it. That was her shadow energy coming up, and she would own it. And she's such a lovely person. And she was talking about even feeling competitive with some other women who were doing similar things and in their professional world. And she's like, I would see these women doing things that I wanted to do. I would feel competitive with them underneath, and I would try and tear them down. I would, try and dismiss their talents another example she had. She's like, but I realized that competitive part of me was my own shadow, and I had to own it and just understand that when I feel that way, it's because it's a part of me that wants to express in the same way. And so it's not about being competitive with anybody else. Rather, it's looking at herself and saying, I can do that too, and I'm going to do it too, and to use that as a way to improve herself. So Janice is this lovely woman who has been working with her shadow, who has been elevating her lower feminine energies into higher divine feminine expression. And then she takes that out into her relationship and to her marriage. And she has been more loving towards her husband because she's more loving to herself. And she's more compassionate in the workplace because she's more compassionate with herself. And now, Janice has been working on this for over a year now. Now she finds herself having conversations with other women about the same topic, about her own experiences, and sharing with them how she needed to do this inner work first, and that's what allowed her to move through these lower parts of herself and to now be a higher expression of herself in her world. And this, my friends, is just one example of many of how we are going to change the world with divine feminine energy. When you do the inner work around your wounds and you transmute it all into greater self-love and self-acceptance, you bring that out into everything you do. And it has this ripple effect, right? It has this ripple effect that we can't measure, but it has an impact. And so some things you can do right now. You can consciously commit to how you will speak about yourself and to others in a very high vibrational manner. You no longer need to gossip or say anything insulting to anyone, including to yourself. You can look at when your shadow energy is triggered, and you can keep it in your own private space to work through consciously instead of put out or share with the world in some way, whether that's just talking with a girlfriend or however. You instead own it and say, I'm feeling a little bit judgy today, or this person is doing something and now I feel that it is triggering my inner critic. So there are things that you can do to stop the energy consciously. Keep in mind that this is an ongoing practice. You're not just one and done. It's something that has to be worked with and developed and strengthened. And you'll be given opportunities to do that. But what we need right now is we need more divine feminine energy expressions that are loving, that are accepting, that are compassionate and forgiving. And this comes across in your words, in your everything that you share. It comes across in the simple things. It comes across in the big things in life. And it's important to know that with divine feminine energies, you do this from a very strong place, very solid, very secure and confident. The ability to assess a situation, to intuitively tune in, and to make love-based decisions accordingly that honor you and honor the other person. Let me think of an example to share with you. Okay, so you are in conversation with somebody and they are sharing information with you that, let's see, it feels like the information is not supportive, it's not loving. You can stop that energy exchange by simply saying, thank you for sharing this with me. It's good to hear how you're moving through this or handling it. And then you can change the conversation to something else. You can actively participate in loving high vibrational energies by speaking up. And you can speak up with love and acceptance and kindness, meaning you don't have to participate in gossip. You don't have to participate in somebody's low vibrations. You don't have to participate in a topic of conversation that doesn't resonate with you, but you can do so with from a place of love, power, and strength. And when we have thousands of us doing this all around the globe, it leads to hundreds of thousands of people doing this, which leads to millions of people doing this. And so that's why it's so important to have our active participation and practice of these energies. The world will evolve exponentially because of divine feminine energy. Humanity will grow in leaps and bounds because of huge doses of love, acceptance, connection, faith, trust, compassion. And what we're doing is we are raising up the energy of the divine feminine, so that it is in balance with divine masculine energies, And this is how we create our new world. It is an honoring of your intuitive self and your logical self. It's a balance between the strength of your mind and the strength of your heart. It's been out of balance for so long, and now we get the opportunity to raise it up. And that is an amazing, amazing. So within you is the power to be more loving and to be more compassionate with others, even when you don't see it, even when it's not returned. So just like I described with my two cats, even when the boy cat is in a bad mood, the girl cat is still loving. She still is open. She still is her tender, sweet self. She knows how to take care of herself, and she's not going to let anyone bully her or, you know, get in her way, but she isn't going to back away. She's still going to show up with love and show up with the desire to connect. And that's what we need to do right now in our own lives, with ourselves, and ultimately that will create a change in the dynamic in the world. So I hope this has given you some good food for thought, some new ways to look at situations and relationships, including your relationship with yourself, which is the most important relationship that we have throughout our lives. Remember to be loving to yourself, to be compassionate and forgiving. It's so important right now, especially as we move through these big, big energy changes, and a lot can be up and uncertain, and all of that can trigger fears, doubts, anxiety, worry. But when you give yourself love and affection, when you understand that you're doing the very best you can right now, you are doing the very best you can with who you are, with what you have, with what you know, you are doing your very best every day. That amount of self-love and self-acceptance will turn things around for you in incredible ways. Next week on the show, I'm going to talk about spiritual life cycle stages. This is one of the 2014 spiritual themes that I received from my spiritual team. And it's being shown to me as four different stages of spiritual growth, soul growth. It is spiritual children, spiritual teenagers, and spiritual adults. And each stage has lessons, has healing, has opportunities. And we're going to look at how to interact with somebody that you feel is at a different stage than you, and how to do so, how to interact with love, with respect, with appreciation and acceptance of them. Because I know that for many of you, there are people in your family who are in very different places right now. And so how can you interact with them in a way that honors you and honors them? So we're going to explore some of those topics together. There's also still time to submit your Q&As for this month's spiritual questions. Every month I answer your top spiritual questions, so you can send those over, and I will be answering those the last Wednesday of the month, which will be April 30th. So you have until April 28th to send those in. And also in the weeks ahead, I'm going to have some more dynamite guests that are doing some really great work in the world. Some authors and spiritual leaders are going to be here sharing with you their messages and what they are receiving through their spiritual team. And keep in mind that you can always listen to these episodes for free on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. You can download over 150 of these shows from iTunes if you look under Conscious Cool Chic Radio. And if you like this program and you want to follow along, please do so on blogtalkradio.com/MollyMcCord. You can click on the follow link there at the very top of the page. And what will happen is Blog Talk Radio will send you email updates the next show and the next topic. So it's a very easy way to stay up to date with everything that is shared here. So I hope that this show has been informative for you and interesting. I'd love to hear your feedback. If you want to reach out, please do so through ConsciousCoolChic.com. And I will see you next week, my friend, as we talk about the next consciousness-raising topic. So thank you for being here. And as we leave today's show, I'm going to play a classic from Bob Marley. Enjoy. See you soon.
Can't sit broken.